Hi, I'm Jessica St. Clair.
And I'm June Diane Raphael.
And this is
The Deep Dive.
We're about to do what women have done for centuries. We're crowding around the fire with our generous haunches. We got babies hanging off our tits, and we're going to share with you our fears.
That's right. Our joys.
Our tips on how to stay alive.
Now, Jess, we are heeding a call that no one has made.
Not a soul, but you're invited to listen.
Absolutely, because we make one promise and one promise only. We will not Google a thing.
Because frankly, we're too damn tired.
Please get ready to go on
The Deep Dive.
Good morning, Jessica St. Clair.
Praise.
It is a beautiful day. And boy, I'm just going to tell you, deep divers, Jessica and I are literally brimming with joy. Today is a beautiful day. Now, I've never said things like this, but I want to say phrases right now like, he is risen, she is risen,
praise be the Lord.
Yes. God is good, God is great.
Yes.
You know,
good things happen.
Good things happen. We are blessed. Blessings.
We're blessed.
Blessings.
I feel like Scrooge McDuck when Christmas morning, ding dong, and he's just throwing gold coins everywhere. Like, top of the morning to
top
you.
Top of the morning to you. Aaron Gobra.
Yes.
Okay. Mazel tov.
Mazels.
What else can I say? What else can I say about this life? Just, miracles abound. Expect a miracle. God is good. The word is Lord. Everything.
Yes.
Everything is coming up roses for you and for me.
Yes.
Spread the word.
You know what I'm reminded of? And I just actually wanted to put this out there because I said this to a friend who actually is going through a very terrible time. And I said, when, you know, I was in the midst of it, you said, somebody's going to survive. Why not this person? Why not this person? Somebody's going to. And that became our rallying cry. Mm-hmm. Why not? And that, and what we're celebrating, which we're not at liberty to share, obviously, right now, it's like, why not?
Why not? Oh, why not?
Sometimes things work.
Why not us? Why not me? Why not you?
Why not me?
Why not, my friends?
Sometimes miracles happen.
Why shouldn't we experience the miracle of life, of love, of connection and community? Like, why not us? Now, deep divers, just to center ourselves. Yes, Jessica and I are celebrating today. Today is a celebratory day. Today is Easter Sunday. He is risen.
Yep.
The miracle has happened. The rebirth and the transformation is complete.
I mean, listen, I live in a house of miracles.
Yes, you do.
You know,
praise you, sweet Jesus.
I live in a house of miracles.
Name.
And the more I'm looking
praise his name. His name, and we will raise him up.
And we will raise him up. My mother's favorite song at church.
Mine too.
And we will raise him up on the last day.
Okay, I have not felt this happy since the election of Joseph Biden and Kamala Harris, where I had to take to the streets with drums. I had to move my
pots
body
and pans.
Head
if
out
we were
on
in New York City, the pots and pans would be out the window.
Well, Paul and I and our children walked down to the street, and a parade of people had started to gather, and we were singing and playing music, and we brought a Bluetooth boombox, and that's the same energy I feel right now. I'm so glad to see you, Jessica. I tried to FaceTime you earlier to connect, to actually try to manage our celebration to like, you know, I was like, do we just celebrate together? Do we not talk about it
quietly?
But I had been texting some friends, like, this is, you'll really appreciate that. I said, I have things to do today, but I will have to go to Michael's Crafts because it is the, I'm heading there because I'm getting,
God damn it, if I was only closer.
I'm getting
decorations. That's a great idea. Oh.
Are you going to cover the door?
Correct.
Are you going to cover the door?
Oh!
Yeah. Yeah. Because, and honestly, some people are not picking up my calls when I want to FaceTime them. And I'm not hurt and I'm not deterred. Like, just so you know, I have a gospel to spread right now. And I might have to call you multiple times today, Jessica.
That's fine.
I'm having to call friends multiple times who are not picking up. And I'm like, I just have to spread the good word right now.
Yeah, and I'm heading actually to Marshall's later because BB had her eyes on a pair of spider earrings for the season, for the spooky season, and it's right next to a Michael's. So I'll take a spin around to see if there's something. I wish I was close enough to this doorway.
Yes,
I love I love a drop off of, you know, balloons, although they're not great. They're not
great. Good tidings, everyone. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you. I can't be contained. It's gonna be a Merry Christmas, my friends. It's gonna be a Merry Christmas.
And I'm gonna
tell
you.
That's
all we have to say about
that. All we're gonna say is gonna be a Merry Christmas. And I encourage everyone to celebrate. Now, even before this happened, this good news was shared today, even before that, I had this feeling yesterday of it's going to be a very Merry Christmas. And I know we got spooky season on us. And I know we were like living our best lives over the summer, but all my energy is now shifted to the fucking holidays. This holidays? This Christmas, I gave you my heart.
The very next. Well, guess what? Last night we get an e-vite from our friend who's like, Christmas party, save the date.
It's don't think I didn't already text with her before that invite went out because me and her and our other friend have already secured our holiday dates.
Well,
and we did that in September.
I am going to I've decided, one of my old-fashioned Christmas parties.
Jessica.
Where we have mulled cider. Yes, because my tablescape is ready.
What I want to propose, I have this idea that just came to me. And again, miracles abound right now. Life is good and life is beautiful.
Yeah.
And I just received a gospel, a testimony, if you will.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I just received a testimony.
Okay. Like Moses, the tablets.
Yes. Something came down.
Yeah.
And I am seeing a deep dive event that's hosted in Los Angeles over the holidays, which is you and I leading a group of deep dive carolers.
Oh my God.
Down the streets.
Oh my God. With candles.
Yes.
Silent night. Holy.
And people could just join.
Yes.
But it's basically like a meetup. We say we're starting here. We will have our candles. Please come. All we need. We're going to pass out sheet music.
I'm going to be in all cream.
Great.
I'm going to be in cream. Okay. And Casey will be there as well. And Danielle, of course, because they love to sing carols.
Of course. And we're going to just walk through the streets and spread cheer.
Okay.
It just came
this
to
is
me.
Easy.
It just,
okay.
Honestly,
this is
it just
easy.
Came to me from above.
Children, welcome.
Mom. Have you ever heard of something so beautiful?
We can also wear our sweatshirts. Our deep dive sweatshirts because they're so cozy.
We might need some holiday sweatshirts.
Oh,
okay.
Just to shift to merch for one second.
It's a seamless
transition. It's a hard turn. I'm wearing, June and I, after our people match last week, tried on some cozies that are coming out, that are rolling out for fall. I'm wearing one right now that, as you can see, falls off the shoulder.
It's very sexy, Jess.
This is that soft one.
That soft that one is so soft, it's insane.
It's like as soft as a baby's bottom.
Wow.
That t-shirt, I know you guys have been chomping at the bit for the t-shirts. Please wait just one second. We are very, very close. Okay, and there's also going to be sweatpants with pockets. There is also going to be another sweatshirt that I haven't showed you yet that will be a color. There will be so many different. And then a wonderful French terry that functions more like a long sleeve.
Wow.
That's embroidered. embroidered. Embroglio. Natalie Embroglio.
Okay.
Anyway.
I have to tell you. I know I'm so filled with joy and emotion today, but I'm so proud of you and what you've done with this merch. I really am.
Thank you. This is not about me and the merch, but it is. It is about the merch.
It is, because you've really, like, I'm just proud of you. I'm like, wow, you did that. It's beautiful and people love it. And you did it all on your own. I really didn't provide you with... Jessica did this all on her own, you guys. And... If there's not a better reason to like support this merch, I don't know what to say. Like, I'm just proud. I'm just proud. I feel so proud of my friends today. I really do.
Everybody's sending us pictures too. And God damn it, every deep diver is better looking than the next.
I know, they all
I find one thing to just to zoom in on. And the white is serving as a white bounce, you know, so everyone's looking younger and younger. So I'm reposting all those. Appreciate it.
Okay, so you can really see this. You can really see our caroling event though, can't
you? Oh.
Can't you?
I'm done. I'm already there.
And I'm like, I don't know if we need permits. I don't know how big of a crowd, but I'm seeing like three lines and then we all just, we just go. We're a group of
curlers. We just go. I'm seeing the kind of thing like when you two performed on top of the mm-hmm. roof. Remember?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it was unexpected, but the police
had to let
were on board.
Yeah. I mean, what can they do?
Yeah. So that's the thing. If it's 30 people, if it's 3,000.
If it's just the two of us, to be quite
honest. If it's just... the two of us, that's okay.
And Jordan, as we know, is a beautiful voice. I mean, Jessica and I aren't singers per se.
No.
But I don't care. And we're going to have enough voices in there that's going to be gorgeous. It's going to be gorgeous.
We should also research electric candles versus regular candles, because we don't want to start a forest fire. That would be such bad press for us. So we should really think about that. But I want candles. 1,000%. I want there to be light. One of my favorite things in life are the votives in the paper bags in the sand.
Oh, beautiful. Jess.
Do they do those here? Because on the East Coast, that's the whole thing. The rage.
Okay, so can I tell you what one of my favorite Christmas looks is? We already talked about this, but I'm going circling right back. Because by the way, folks, like last year we were in Omicron, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The year before, we were in the throes. We were pre-vaccine. So this year, this Christmas is
this Christmas.
I gave you my heart. The very
I can't believe we're preparing for Christmas in September. It's like we're on cocaine. I feel insane right now.
Me too. I feel insane.
One of my favorite looks.
In terms of, and you know, I have strict rules on, we've talked about this before, like I like a colored light Christmas tree. I like white lights on the outside and the exterior.
But
the look that I love for the exterior of a home during Christmas,
give it to me, baby.
Is a single candle in each window.
Nothing better. That's New England.
That's
New England, baby. That's the snow and New England and just like the wreaths and
I know we've got Halloween, and we got Thanksgiving, but I want us to really
Those are the gear ups.
Yeah, those are child's play.
I'm also envisioning, stay with me here, for all these holiday parties, a leather short with a cozy off-the-shoulder cream cashmere sweater, tights. And heels.
I feel like those black tights are not dark black. They're sheer,
opaque with, yeah, they're sheer with a heel, with a French heel. I'm going straight French.
That is a beautiful look, Jessica. I'd love to see you in that.
I'm seeing that.
I'd love in a bold red lip.
And a bold red lip, like, maybe.
An orange red for you. I want to see
Let's
you.
Let's not
I have,
go crazy.
Okay, I just
maybe
have a,
one like, holiday.
I just have a, just want to show you this picture of myself for an audition I did.
Well, I know you looked great, but that's you.
I know, and I know, but we have such a similar
But while you're getting that, I had a virtual styling session with Allison Bornstein.
Okay.
You've got to follow her. She does the most amazing TikToks and on Instagram as well about getting your three style words.
Ooh.
And she does it with celebrities, and then you kind of think of it. Anyway, I just want you guys to check her out because she was like, we're leaning into French. We're leaning into classic, chic, understated French with a little bit of a tomboy edge, with a little bit of a, you know, Emmanuel Alt, you know, former editor of Vogue Paris. So anyway,
okay,
please, book one.
I love that.
Move on.
And I just want to show you something, which is, hold on.
You in this red lip.
Yeah.
Was this when you spent more time on your hair and makeup for an audition than learning the lines?
Well, I always do, you know. Okay, so I'm just going to try to screen grab it, but we'll make you watch this.
Was this you auditioning to be a mob wife? Because that's the dream role that I've always had.
Yep.
Cody just said, while you're looking, I wore a red lip over the weekend, and I usually don't, and now I'm like, is this my new thing?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is, Cody.
It is. Okay, get ready for this look on me. Now, I'm sort of smiling. It's not a great shot.
Okay, let me see. Oh, shit.
Right?
Oh, shit.
I know.
Oh,
deep divers.
Mommy.
Like, mommy. And I know that's a picture of myself. But I really.
Whoa. And that was like a 40s or 50s kind of bob. Like a 50s, like pin curl.
Yeah, it was a pin curl. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Boy, oh, boy.
Yeah.
Cody just wrote, would love to keep looking at the photo.
You got it. So
we'd love for you to post that.
I know.
A screen I'm gonna grab put of this, sorts.
I'm texting it to everyone. I know this
Let
is
me put
really
this out
insane.
In the universe. You have to get that part.
Thank you, Jess.
You got to get that part.
Jess. So I really, I'm going to share something because sometimes I just texted that photo of myself to all of you guys. So sometimes I like love the look of a strong cat eye and a red lip, but I'm like, doing a cat eye is complicated.
Oh, and I haven't mastered it
and
yet.
And so here's what I just wanted to tell you. But yesterday I was like, okay, I actually need to do this. It's period. It's like, I need to get this look right. And I watched a couple tutorials and I did something a little bit different.
Okay.
Usually I'm taking like a liner, like the Kat Von D liquid liner.
Yeah.
That's the pen. Like that's in a...
Yeah.
And just putting it on, right? What I did yesterday was I took a small angled brush, very, very fine. Just your face.
Okay. Okay.
I sprayed it so it's super wet.
What?
Then I dipped it
in like a coal, like in a
in
like
black eyeshadow.
Oh God.
Okay.
And then you went.
And then I went tap,
with the weasel.
Okay. And then I just
dig it in.
And then I just to get that wing sort of pressed it facing my eyebrows. And
much
lo
more
and
subtle.
Behold. I had a strong, fierce, precise cat eye.
But didn't look that, because if you can see kind of like that, it's been drawn on, it just doesn't look as chic.
It was thicker than I was normally doing, which is where I also think I was getting into trouble, which was like, I love the look of a thick cat eye, but I never feel confident enough to do it myself. So I actually want to encourage people to go a little thicker than they're used to and trust that you can even it out and get that really fine angled brush.
I love that.
And
also,
yeah.
Can I throw this out there? I'm starting to wear my Kiss lashes, and I have a new package that I'm going to post that I got at CVS every day.
What?
I put them on whilst driving.
What? What?
Wait a second. Put them on at a stoplight.
Jess.
Yeah.
You put glue on them. Wait.
During a stoplight.
And then stick them. Now, I will say something that is
it's just so
true.
Much easier than you think.
Okay, so I'm still scared of lashes. I haven't mastered those. But what I will say is that the best lighting to do your makeup is always going to be in the car. I see things. I see actually some quite scary things sometimes in that car.
You're seeing it for me. Cate Blanchett, that's where she puts her makeup on. She keeps her makeup bag in the car because she says, I will never have time in my home, because she doesn't take the 17 hours in the bathroom that you obviously take. Uh-huh. She said, I will never have that time. So I put it on in the car. And I would say, ever since I heard that, I do the same. But the fact that I can put a lash on, a strip lash, these lashes I'm gonna show you guys on my Instagram are so natural. I fooled BB because BB likes.
I feel like I need to see you put these on. Like I don't know if we need to go on Instagram.
Why don't I do a story? I don't know how to do that. I'll do a story.
I'd love to go on Insta Live and watch you do it, because this is confusing.
These are feather light. They're like $5. You get like five of them, five pairs that you can reuse like 2 days in a row. And then you just put them on real quick. And then you put a little, just a dusting of mascara.
Well, that's not going to work for me.
Damn it. No, it would, because then you have those extra lashes. Boy, oh boy. Guys, this is a game changer. I don't know if Big Cosmetics is trying to keep us down, trying to make us believe that we can't have this every day.
Interesting.
But in the 60s, our mothers popped those lashes on every single day. Why can't we look our best every single day?
To put them, to have like sort of in your glove compartment, and honestly, take out the flashlights, take out the emergency bags, like, and put those fucking lashes in there.
And a little duo glue. Or what I've been using is Kiss has a lash. It's an eyeliner and glue.
That would actually work for me, because I get really freaked out by the glue.
Don't get worried about the glue, because I just little dusting. First I do the eyeliner, then I do a little dusting on the actual thing. Now you wanna go like this to it. Again, I gotta do a story, and then you just pop them on.
I never know which way to bend them. I always get confused.
Also, I showed up in Vancouver for a 24-hour gig. They said we do very natural makeup here.
That's last thing I want to hear.
Makeup artists love to tell me
that like it's great news. I'm like, okay. Then I'll be redoing it in my trailer. Do your work.
I have to have a strip lash.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have to have a strip lash.
I don't care if I'm playing, you know, a cavewoman. I'm a cavewoman with a strip lash.
That's right. And so I would argue that for this holiday season, it's October. We have a couple months to plan. I don't want to see a deep diver out at a party without a strip lash. And these are natural. I want you to trust me. I want you to tag us and show us your photos. You trusted me with Dashing Divas. Trust me with this, please.
Okay.
This is important work.
Okay. I'm hearing you, and I think I've been, I think it's actually a message for me. I think I've been ignoring this willfully, like, because I thought
so easy. I don't have good lashes. You know, I don't think I ever did. And I texted it to my friend Kristen. I said, I'm doing this every day. She said, why not? Why not? Not yet was last week. Why not is this week. Why not? Okay. Why not?
Why not? Why not?
God, I wish I could get on the pickleball court right now.
No.
Get a ball around.
I know.
Why not?
It's so true. And you know, it's the season of big joy. It's the season of big dreams. Yeah. It's the season of pickleball. It's Christmas morning every day over here. You know, it is Easter Sunday. It's every bit of it. And You got to be awake for it. You know, my body is literally about to like jump out of its skin right now. I want to say one other thing about a holiday look. And I know we're talking a strong cat eye. We're talking kiss lashes.
A leather short.
I'm going to throw something else into the mix because I want to know.
I'm here for it.
This is a question I have for you.
Yeah.
I am concerned, and I hope this is a safe space to bring this up, that when you're looking at a red, that you might be turning to blue reds. And I believe
you need to show me
an orange red.
Well, the next P-ball Sunday, which will be this Sunday, why don't you throw a couple of things on?
I'm going to hand a NARS lip pencil to you. It's a thick one, so it's got a lot of, it's got a moisture to it, okay? You can just put it on, throw a little bit of lip gloss. And it's called, I believe, Bitten, but it's an orange red. It's orange. And
let's
sometimes women with our coloring, again, I'm not a natural blonde, but women with our coloring will veer toward that blue red, which is actually a really cool tone. And the orange red is bold, and I think it's going to be beautiful on your coloring.
Well, here's why I don't wear the red lip is because I have not wanted people to notice me as a woman walking in this world. And that is going to change as well. But I don't want people looking at me. I want to blend in.
So Chelsea So what she said in a podcast, on this podcast a few weeks ago about wearing a red lip, the level of like, fuck you, she's done. Because she's worked in so many like writers' rooms that have been male dominated, that showing up like, here are my tits, here's my red lip, like, go fuck yourselves.
Yeah, it's
has
a power
been
move.
So powerful.
That's right. But do you know what I think? This is really wild, right? This is another insight into the crazy mind of Jessica St. Clair. When I'm going, let's say, to, you know, meet somebody for the first time, a mom or whoever, I think to myself, I don't want to look too good or too put together because I don't want them to think I'm that kind of person that thinks too highly of themselves. So
Jessica.
I actually, yeah, you know, they say like, take one thing off, take one accessory off. I like, don't wear I don't wear my nicest things or I cover myself in metaphorical dry leaves.
And what is so fascinating is you're the first one to tell the rest of us that we're wearing the wrong things and that we don't look good enough. Boy, is this an insight. Well, we just landed on something, folks. Something major has just been reported.
I don't ever want to be the best looking woman in that room or be perceived as that because, first of all, I don't think I would be. It all depends on what room you're in, quite frankly. I mean,
and that's true, but I always, you know, I assume that I am.
I know.
And that's why my natural assumption.
And that is why I actually love celebrating all the women who text or DM me their photos of themselves in our merch. I love, like, you know, really sexually harassing them in a public forum.
Mm-hmm.
Those lips, though.
It's best to keep the layers. Public actual. It's safest for us.
Yeah, I want those glasses. Okay, sexy librarian. Like, I love celebrating other women's sexuality and looking gorgeous and just not in any traditional sense.
Yeah.
Like, everybody has got something that just makes, you know, my motor run.
Oh, God.
You know?
Yes. Yes.
But when it comes to my own, you'll often see me like with my mane tied back. I don't want to go full.
Well, because you know that you, and so like, it's so, this is really interesting. This is an insight. And I wonder how many of our deep divers probably relate to it. I don't. But
you definitely don't.
But I know that probably a lot of women do. And that's, well, I understand why, actually. It's like we probably internalized this message that our beauty is like not just like currency, but competitive value and competitive edge. And so we want to like show other women that we're not competing with them. It's actually very beautiful, you know, that we're not, that that we don't hold those values, that this means anything to be beautiful, that we want to send that message that we don't think that that's where value is. But, and that's...
Or threaten anybody.
Or threaten anyone.
But that's a bummer, because I don't feel my best when I tape dry leaves to myself, metaphorically. And that's why I had this session with Allison Bornstein, because I said, you know, I want to look like somebody, I said, I want to look like somebody who doesn't have to work, but I do.
I want to look like, yeah.
I want to look like I'm on a yacht in Capri. I want to look like that. I want to look like a carefree and like French gamine. I just want to look like that. I want to look like I take care of myself. And I celebrate myself. You know, that's my goal. I don't want to wear a ratty t-shirt out and about, you know, anymore.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, I feel very much so you're either getting all of my looks or none of my looks. Like, I don't do
that's
an
right.
in-between, you know? I'm like,
no.
I don't believe in, like, athleisure. I mean, obviously, when I'm on the pickleball court, you're going to see some of my best work. But in terms of just every day, I'm like, you're either... Now, what I will tell you, Jess, because I've been playing so much pickleball, tennis, and living the life of an elderly person who's retired,
yeah.
And I will be destitute. Like, all of a sudden, someone's going to come over and just, like... repossess the home,
seize
the bounty hunter, and I'm gonna be like, ooh, fuck, like, should have paid a little more attention. But
yeah,
you know, I don't know what to say. Like, it's the roaring 20s over here, baby. Like,
yeah, like secret gin bars,
yeah.
And like estate country parties.
Yeah, here's the nice thing, because I've been playing so much pickleball, a lot of times now I'm like, and tennis in the mornings, I'm putting on my little tennis skirts.
I'm wearing my tennis skirt every morning.
That's what I'm saying. And it's a really nice feeling, because I feel better than like my Capri Lululemons. Barf. Aloe yoga.
Constricted. Let me put on a little fun and flirty skirt.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, has the spandex underneath.
Always.
So you can do any kind of
move.
Workout
I can
in
move.
It. I've done Pilates in that shit.
Absolutely.
You know?
So I just,
no one can see your vajaj in that.
No.
If you have to get down and dirty.
No.
But I like putting on that skirt.
So that's giving me a little bit of a lift.
Yeah. And the community texted.
Well,
the,
I want to read this. It's so fascinating, Jess. I mean, you know, and I hear what you're saying, because your beauty is so powerful.
Nah.
It's so powerful that I think if you
else.
Were to really
nope.
like... If you were to go full force on us, it would actually. Oh my God. Cody just texted a picture of her in a cat eye, which is.
God, oh God. We got to post
holy
that too.
Shit. Holy
I don't know where my
shit.
Phone is, or I'd look.
It's crazy. So, Jess. Just so interesting, because you said,
so we have a large text chain of the people in our community for the athletic sport that we like.
That's right.
And June's sister Deanna mm-hmm. texted a quote that was of a celebrity that said, you don't have to wear brand name clothes basically mm-hmm. to feel good about yourself and move about the world as a good person.
And then Jessica
and
responded.
then she wrote something maybe to think about for our community.
And then Jessica responded and said, I reject this. I want us brand forward on the home court. Look like a pile of dry leaves on your own time. And I was like, wow. It was really a message to all of us to fucking step it up.
But I mean that on a Sunday morning, like, that's a place, like, I feel very comfortable in that tennis skirt life. As you can see, like, I show up and I've got makeup on.
You do. You
for
look,
the
you
for the sport that
great.
Shall not be named.
Yes, you look fucking
I have
great.
My little pony, you know, high pony, swinging pony. And I don't want to see, as I said, I don't want to see Lululemons on that court. I want to see you guys come and Paul has been ordering Amazon package after Amazon package of matching sets, Adidas top, shorts, and socks. And I'm just loving, I'm loving what people, it's a gift. I remember a French book I wrote or read about style, one of the many. They dress not just for themselves, but they dress because it's pleasing to the eye of the person looking at them. It's a gift.
Yeah, it is.
So that's why you will not see them looking like garbage on the street. You just won't.
No, you won't. I'm going to tell you that for our anniversary, Paul gave me, he purchased me a bunch of tennis outfits. I'm wearing one right now. But I will tell you that he purchased them from Ye Olde England. And boy, do they have a different understanding of athleisure and tennis, because they're not like putting their tennis, they're not wearing tennis clothes that are like from Nike, from, you know,
they're crisp.
They're wearing like Ralph Lauren. Like, oh, these are clothes. These are clothes.
Well, you should see what they dress like on a horse. I mean, nothing better than their equestrian wear.
And I'm just like done with being like a slob kebab over here.
No, slob kebabs. That taco truck is closed. Yeah. In London, I looked my best because everybody's on the street. You dress up. You do not pick your children up looking like a pile of garbage. And so I elevated there. But here, nobody really sees you, you know? But that doesn't mean I don't know, guys. We've been over this a million times, but I really am into elevating. I'm into feeling good about ourselves.
Really into elevating the proceedings. I'm really into an orange-based red for you. and
great.
I would love you. Now, I'm not talking about Sunday morning. I can't do a red during the daytime. Okay? You're not going to see me in one.
No, Chelsea.
That's Chelsea.
For people who are living in such a fuck you life that like we don't even understand.
And honestly, where I feel is I actually think like Chelsea has such gorgeous raven black hair. And I think a raven black hair and a red lip, nothing more beautiful than that. But an evening red.
Yeah, Brooklyn Decker does a beautiful red.
She sure, I do too. And I haven't known you, but I do too.
I thought that was assumed.
No, I do too.
You know what was a nice thing too? They put, and again, this podcast is really not going so deep, but that they put on the Burt's Bees chapsticks that have color in them. They put that on me in the show in Vancouver. And boy, the one that's the darkest, it really gives a nice
that's
look.
Lovely.
Our lips do need a little color. They need a little color.
In this day and age, Jessica, my main struggle, and I know this episode is utterly bananas. It's partly because I can't sit.
I'm in the stratosphere.
I'm like watching this from outer space.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the only thing I can talk about is lip color and everything else feels crazy. It all feels so crazy. But I have a lot of makeup artists trying to get me in a mauve. And I say, don't you fucking bring that near me again.
I know.
Don't you fucking dare. You'll never. They said, what about a neutral? I said, if it's got a pink undertone.
Did I tell you that in England, when we would sit down in the makeup chair, and I know this seems like, oh, actor specific, it isn't, because you guys are going to find yourself in a Sephora, you're going to find yourself at a MAC counter, okay? You're going to find yourself at the hairstylist. You need to be the CEO of your own face and hair, okay? When I would sit down,
say it,
okay? I would be very directive. This is what works on me. I'm a 40-something woman. I know what the fuck works on me now, okay? I may not put it on in my daily day-to-day, although I hope I'm going to start, but I know. And my British castmate said, I cannot believe you guys are so directive. We sit there and we shut up.
Excuse me? Yeah. Well, I learned it from the best. Not- and we have to have Kathleen. We have to have our makeup artist on. We have to have Kathleen Carradine on in this because she is the
Alexis
one.
Alexis Walker.
Okay. Kathleen did my makeup on in the motherhood. That's where I met her. And she then did my makeup for my wedding and then started doing Casey's makeup and Happy Ending, started working with Whitney
She
Cummings.
Did ours for the pickleball shoot.
That's right. And now it's also impossible to get her because she's working all the time. But I met her as a day player on In the Motherhood, the sitcom that Jessica was cast in. I tested against her and one other person, and Jessica got the role.
The sitcom that was canceled after, I don't know, 4 episodes, but I didn't realize it. And so I was trying to make the most of, like, and like, okay, let's take that from the top. And Megan Mullally was like, oh, sweetie, it's over. Honey bun, what are you doing? It's over.
It was over. But I remember what was interesting about that. I think we maybe talked about it is because it was the first time you and I were going to play moms.
Yeah.
And I remember being like, I don't think I'm going to get this because I do not think it's believable that I would ever be a mom at this age.
Even though we were like 38 years old.
No,
it's crazy like
no
that.
No one's going to buy this.
Yeah,
come on. Who are we kidding?
Come on.
You know? And then when I didn't get it, I was like, obviously devastated, but a bit relieved because I was like, oh,
the sex appeal was still there.
Exactly.
If I'm going to be a mom, I want to be a mom that's down to fuck, you know?
Always.
Like, that's
always.
Like, you know.
A mom with a sex addiction. Like, okay, yeah, that like, I can understand.
I hope that's an undercurrent of all the moms I play. Like, she's crazy in the bedroom.
Exactly. But I remember meeting Kathleen on that, and she said something to me that I'll never forget. And it is literally like, I think this, I know this is acting specific, but I do think this translates, where Kathleen did my makeup, and I was like, I asked her for one thing. But I was nervous about, like, am I taking too much time? Do they need me? Am I causing problems for people? Am I a diva? Am I a bitch? Like, oh, fuck, but I need this one other thing. And she goes, don't you ever get up out of this makeup trailer until you feel perfect.
Wow.
Do not leave. I don't care if you have to chain yourself to the chair. Okay, it's not my face that's going on camera forever. It's yours.
That's right.
And I said, oh. Now, can we collaborate? Of course. But ultimately, at the end of the fucking day, it's your face.
And listen, we've all ended up, I'll never forget, Lennon was in something that she called me and she said, it looked like a bird had flown into her hair.
Well, I'll never forget. I did some indie film. And on literally the last day of shooting, the woman comes up to me, the makeup artist, and goes, oh, I'm so happy I finally figured out your face. I go, it's over. And then I have had doing night shoots where you're here for one day. And I remember we went to the set like 40 minutes away from the base camp trailers and everything. And the makeup and hair has got to lug their shit with them and they take whatever they can. And this woman goes to me, oh, I'll start your makeup. I wish I had lights. And I was like, yeah, me too.
It's hard out there. You have to advocate for yourself. I'm serious.
90% of the job,
you've
baby.
You've got to.
90% of the job.
So if you're in that hairstylist chair, just remember you're the CEO of your own face and your own body. Okay. We know what's good on us. Don't let one person tell you.
Except for Jess who's going to tell you those kiss lashes on. And except for me who's going to tell you to find the right red for you. But that's it. That's all.
That's it.
Okay. That's just the two of us.
When you're going shopping, don't let those salespeople tell you you look great in those jeans.
No. Nope.
Take a picture of it.
Don't put me
to
in
your
something
best friend.
Sleeveless, bitch. I'm not going to wear
don't
it.
Fuck.
Go fuck yourself. That. Give me a goddamn sleeve of a 40-year-old
you
woman.
You want me in something sleeveless? Then send me away to training, to G.I. Jane training for a year and a half. And then you will see my upper arms on television.
Yes, my friend.
Like Mulan, the live action Mulan, where she's to carry the two piles, the things of water. Okay, she trained for that. If you're going to give me, if you're going to pay for that training,
I want a private chef. I want like juices in my fridge because that's the only fucking way.
This podcast is on fire. Podcast on fire.
Oh, Jessica.
I was also going to tell you just briefly about Bibi's birthday party.
Oh, my God, of course.
So just, I don't know, we probably don't have any time left, but
we've got a few more minutes.
So you remember last year in London, she did not have a birthday party, nor did she have Halloween. And she really fucking freaked out. Right.
That.
So I'm like, I got to make up for lost time. And I don't know if any other parents out there are doing the same, where we are just blowing it out. This thing was a 3-day affair.
Wow.
Okay. It started with cupcakes by the pool with some new friends from school. Saturday was her actual birthday. She made the very, very, very smart decision to not have her party on the Saturday, on her real birthday, because she wanted to extend the festivities.
This is strategy. This is high-level thinking.
Yep, high-level thinking. Saturday was a yes day. Lemon bar at 9 a.m. Horseback riding. We snuck onto a secret beach in Malibu. That apparently, if you, Joffrey's, you know,
yeah,
that place
course,
that Jennifer Aniston is always going, you can go into their restaurant, then down their stairs to a secret beach called Hidden Beach. Tip. So that was happening. Sunday morning, she decides to take her three best friends, Lennon's daughter, Danielle's daughter, and good old Clyde. Those are her three best friends from childhood. These are people, you know, she met Lennon's daughter 2 days after she was born. To a behind-the-scenes tour of the Wildlife Learning Center.
Oh, my goodness.
Where they rescue exotic animals, okay? Now, the tour guide comes up, and I turned to Lennon, and I said, you're going to play this woman in a movie. Okay? Now, I thought that Lennon and I secured them spots on the tour, because at first I thought, you know, only five people could go. And I go, girls, I said to Danielle and Lennon, you guys can come with. Lennon goes, no, we're going to coffee. And literally, she was in the car driving away. As I said, you guys can come.
We're in the season of drop-offs now, Jessica. Like, that's on you. You invite kids over. Like, nobody, no parents expect me to be there for a play date. I'm not going to be there.
They said, see you in an hour and a half.
This is our time
my
now.
Best friends.
Yeah,
my
I
best
understand
friends.
It.
Well, I was really glad that they didn't stay because the smells of the different foxes, these are exotic animals that have been taken whoever had them, okay? And our tour guide was giving way too much backstory as to where these animals came from. Okay?
So you and mean like Joe, the Tiger King, like keeping a, like, so this is a sanctuary for those pets to go back into the wild?
No, they get rescued. They can never go back, but they're taken from people's home.
Can never
this alligator
back.
was in a bathtub in a basement, you know. And now I'm using my best small talk skills.
Oh, no.
And first of all, Dan's like, this tour isn't for you. And I don't know why you think you need to interact with her, but he's typing something on his phone. And I said, what are you doing? He goes, I'm typing the insane shit you're saying so I can remember it forever because it's so crazy. The craziest thing that happened is they had a baby cougar that someone had bought on the internet. They thought it was a cat. And I said, in front of the four children, I said, now, interesting, would cougars ever prey on a human? This woman goes, will they? 10 miles away, cougar attacked a 7-year-old broad daylight. And I go, whoa. I go, Wendy, maybe we shouldn't talk about that. She goes, you brought it up.
Jessica, you did bring it up.
The wide eyes on Bibi and her best friends were like, well, I'll never go into a park again. I said, that must have been nighttime. Broad daylight. I was like, got it. And then we go over and she says, this is just the last weird thing I said. And I'll leave you with this strange story. But she said, now this is a raven. Okay, they're different than crows, they're bigger. And she goes, and you know, if you develop a relationship with a raven.
Oh, why would you? Wait, what?
Offer it kindness, cup of water, some bird seed. It will bring you shiny things. You can develop a deep personal relationship with a raven.
Fuck?
To which I say, have you ever had a raven relationship outside of the zoo?
What was the answer?
No, but Barry has. And you know, Dan goes, you know what the fucking saddest thing is? Is you're thinking to yourself, Jessica, how can I get a raven to get a relationship with in the neighborhood? And that's exactly why I was asking. How? I'm like, how can I differentiate between a crow and a raven?
I can't. I don't know the difference. Because
they're bigger.
Okay, because I actually did have a pretty intimate experience with a crow.
What might have been a raven?
In the pandemic, I don't know if ravens travel in pairs, because I was sitting, you know, when we turned our master bedroom into Paul's office at one point. We've like reshifted every room in this house. But at one point it was his office and I was sitting at the desk. I was on my computer. The windows were open. There's a tree outside. And I, all of a sudden, clear blue sky, two crows pop by and I look at them. They looked right at me. And I thought, this is something. I'm sorry. I'm assuming they were crows.
They might have been ravens.
And then they looked at me and then they flew away. And I asked Kulap, of course. And she's like, oh, there's a lot of significance around visits from crows. But it's not bad. Because I was like, I thought like,
yeah,
death had
the
come
raven.
For me.
Well, Edgar Allan Poe really did some bad PR for those crows. They may have been looking to start something with you. And, you know, they can communicate with each other. They're so smart that they can say to each other, there's the man with the beard. They recognize him in the neighborhood.
It's really weird you bring this up. So this morning, Paul and I go outside to where cars parked. But it's still like on our property, you know, by the P-ball court. And I see this giant pile of poo. And I'm like, gosh, it's fresh. And Meatball hasn't been out there yet. And I'm like, Paul's like, oh, that's Meatballs. And I go, this ain't Meatballs. There are nuts in there. I'm holding my hands up, you guys. Like, my whole fist was like a nut, like an oven. Like,
the
there
fuck
are.
What was it?
I don't know.
Jess. A cougar?
Jess, I don't know. So I haven't gotten to it yet because today has been, you know, again, such a like transformative lifted day that I haven't even gotten to explore. I'm going to go look at the tapes and the cameras and see what the fuck was outside, because
please report,
Jessica,
back.
I had a visit from someone last night or early this morning. Okay. The scat. I felt like I was on that show Alone where I was like looking through the scat.
to see what was edible like a hazelnut. Boy, I can't wait. There's nothing I love more than trying to interact with wildlife and to get human animal relationships
going,
you know.
Well,
Clyde
listen,
tried to put his
luck.
Finger in the prairie dog enclosure and
got in a lot of trouble.
Capital T.
Listen, be careful out there with like your ravens. I just want you to be careful, Jess, but I am very curious about this, about whether you can get a relationship with a raven going.
Outside of the zoo, a raven relationship
outside the zoo.
How about my husband writing shit down in his notes section just to revisit them?
I'm glad he's keeping track, though. We do need a reporter around you at all times. Deep Divers, thank you for being with us. I feel a little bit calmer. I know it was a lot, but I feel a little bit like I got some energy out. I will be heading to Michael's.
Great, and I'll be at TJ Maxx later today.
That
feels like the right way to be. That's the right place to be.
Isn't it, though? Because
it is. It's celebration.
And I know Michael's is going to be all spooked out right now, but I'm okay with that, actually. I'm like, I think
I'm going to pick up a few things.
Absolutely.
I'm going to pick up a few felt ghosts.
Yes. Yes.
Holding up a garland that says boo.
Yes, exactly. I think that Michael's is the right container for my joy.
Yeah, it ain't the container store, I'll tell you that much. It's Michael's.
It's Michael's.
With that, Deep Divers,
have a great week.
We love you so much.
Okay, Jess, that was like a wild episode, but you know, we had to.
It's a psychotic
We had to
episode.
Release.
I loved it so much.
And I'm genuinely serious about our caroling idea. I really think that
would
be so fucking great.
I don't think that's going to be hard
either. I don't
either,
think it's going to be
which
hard.
Which is nice.
I know. I'm like, I think we just do it. Hi, Deep Divers. June here. I also just wanted to let you know that How Did This Get Made is going on a Halloween tour. We're finishing up the tour that was paused due to Jason Mantzoukas contracting COVID-19 over the summer. So now we have 4 dates. On October 27th, we're going to be in Indianapolis. On October 28th, we'll be in Detroit. On the 29th, Cleveland. And on October 30th, we'll be in Chicago. There's going to be costume contests every night with prizes. Head to hdtgm.com for tickets and info. That's hdtgm.com for tickets and info.
Let's go on the deep dive. Let's go dive in deep. Let's go on the deep dive. No secrets will we keep. It's June and Jessica going deep. How deep can you go? Oh, really deep. Let's go on the deep dive. Let's go dive in deep.
The Deep Dive is produced by Jessica St. Clair, June Diane Raphael, and Earwolf. Our producer is Cody Fisher and sound engineer Jordan Duffy. You can listen to our ad-free and bonus episodes on Stitcher Premium. And for a free 1-month trial of Stitcher, use code DEEPDIVE. And remember, the best way to support the show is to rate and review.
And a huge thank you to Ann Geddes for her beautiful photo that she allowed us to use for our cover art. Please head over to AnnGeddesBaby.com and download her new app, which is a safe place you can upload and store all of your precious images of your children and share them with friends and family, plus much more.
We'll see you next time.